Good morning. This is Radio Tysnes International with today's Tysnes weather. There's no denying that in spite of a few mainly dry days during last week's Tysnes Fest, this summer has been an absolute disaster, like the couple of summers before. Also, looking at the RTI weather reports during summer, we'll see an average temperature at about 14 degrees, which is considered winter in most parts of the world. Yesterday's weather was cloudy, with showers dispersed throughout the day, culminating in a thunderstorm and heavy rain late at night. Rain has continued into today, while the forecast says mainly cloudy with temperatures around 14 degrees centigrade and a gentle breeze. Please forgive the repeated occurrence of shameless Tysnes propaganda, but seeing as that is, after all, RTI's chief motivation, I don't see how it can be avoided.
This is a public announcement brought to you by Radio Tysnes International. Tysnes is a 255 square kilometer group of islands on the Norwegian west coast, named after the Norse god and the headland Nes, on which the first local church was once built. Modern-day Tysnes has a population of some 2,800 individuals, with the administrative center in Uggdal, while the commercial center is found in Vågå. The Tysnes population makes a living in the oil and petroleum industry, combined with farming and fish farming, in addition to the municipality itself and services in local demand. The island group's nature is much praised by tourists who visit in large number every summer, and contains approximately 1,200 vacation homes. The nature is characterized by shiny slopes of naked rock and fields of heather in the west, over to exuberant forests in the east lowlands and its shores, which include nice and sheltered swimming places to the mountains with great ski and hiking grounds and panorama views to the mountains around Bergen. Mountain plateaus that exceed 750 meters above sea level can be enjoyed too. Tysnes summers are also famous for the annual music festival Tysnes Fest, attracting thousands of music lovers every year.
Tonight, but the little green wheels are following me. a smoking pistol. Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time road. My mama said, to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mama said, to get things done, you better not.
Sie hören Radio Tysnes International. Bitte bleiben Sie hier.
The local intermunicipal waste management company SIM recently received an NOK 1.8 million subsidy from the Norwegian Environment Agency, earmarked for cleaning up of beaches and seabed. According to SIM Chief Information Officer Janne Hillerse, littered beaches constitute a major problem. Last year, more than 40 organizations and charities were involved in cleaning up beaches and other parts of the Sunnhordland shoreline, cleaning between 25 and 30 different places. This year's aim is to carry out some 80 operations. I know I probably haven't told you, but you will find an RTI page over on Facebook if you look for it, or click the link here. Fully aware that you should be able to stay abreast of Tisner's goings-on by following here on Anchor, your Facebook follow would be much appreciated, if only to give the locals an idea of Radio Tisner International's global reach. With that in mind, please feel free to echo this segment. I'd be extremely happy if you did. Thank you so much in advance.
You are listening to Radio Tisner International.
This is Jarle Pettersson, Radio Tisner International, out for a walk in the rain, or should we say light drizzle. No, it's starting to pour down actually. Anyway, we have three call-ins, no less. Two of which from Lulu Island down under, and one from my fellow countryman Raymond K, reporting on his vacation in our common native tongue. I'm afraid so. Bear with us, will you? Okay, Lulu Island, Raymond K, the air is yours.
Good morning. Oh, I'm still in bed, and I'm anchoring in bed. Can you hear the muffledness of my tuna?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Thank you for echoing that song. It was there to tickle you. I hope it tickled you. And also, can you tell me what they're saying? I was really hoping it would start. Fucked his nest in the face. They're all a terrible race. We want them all. You know, like something terrible. It could have been like horrible. It could be saying, Tisness is gonna take over the world and turn you all into human batteries like the Matrix. You never know. Hello, listener. While you're sitting there in your grey cubicle with the three personal items you've been sanctioned to hold on your desk, and you look over in the distance where people have windows to the outside world but you can't see them, there's a maze of grey cubicle felt in between you and them. If you're lucky, or perhaps you're in open plan. Yeah, that's the sound of life calling, saying, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's outside you right now. All that matters is that you know what's going on in Tisness, particularly the weather. And that's going to make everything all right.
So Danny Sogndal var best?
Ja, Sogndal var best.
Hva med Hammerfest?
Ja.
Eller hva med Kirkenes? Husker du kongkrabben?
Og jeg Kirkenes og...
Var det stor kongkrabbe? Som mamma og pappa spiste? Og du likte det også?
Ja.
Og så husker du Lofoten?
Ja, men I'm not tricking that.
Henrik?
Oh,
Lofoten, og var det fint med akvariet?
Ja.
Og hva likte du Bergen? Husker du hva som skjedde i Bergen?
I Bergen?
Husker du ikke så mye. Der spiste vi sammen med tanten til pappa, Ingebjørg.
Ja, ja.
Og Kristiansand, der hadde vi hytte.
Ja. To.
Da vet du det, Radio Tysnes International.
Lulu Island! I'm glad to hear that you're snuggling in bed. Then again, you guys are 8 hours ahead of us, aren't you? I think it's approaching 4 o'clock in the afternoon here. 15:40 or something like that. And yeah, well, that Tisner song. I shall have to come back to you with more information on the lyrics there. They don't actually speak my dialect. I'm not originally from around here, you see. But I think I've managed to get the hang of it. So we'll have to look into that. Okay, have a good one, Lulu. Always great to hear from you. Raimund! I'm sorry for those of you who don't understand a word, but I'll have to keep this in Norwegian. Tusen takk for den kreative ferierapporten. Kjempehyggelig å høre at dere har kost dere på Norges turnéen disse siste to ukene. Jeg har fulgt med på deg, vet du, bortsett fra de siste døgnene, hvor jeg ikke har fulgt med på noen stasjoner i det hele tatt. Jeg har litt å ta igjen der. Men veldig, veldig moro å høre, og hils poden, kos deg denne siste ferieuken sammen med Junior. Ha det godt, Aran. Uh-oh, I just realized that Lulu Island's call-in was made just minutes ago as she was going to bed. Fairly early at night, I would say. Down in Australia, 8 hours ahead of us. No, it must have... Both call-ins must have been waiting in line to be released here on RTI for almost a day. Which is to say, probably called in last night, my time. Thing is, I haven't checked for call-ins all day. I'm really sorry about that, Lulu Island. Then again, as we say here, he who's waiting for something good isn't waiting in vain. I'm sure there's an English equivalent for that somehow. Anyway, sorry about that, Lulu. Always good to hear from you anyway. Bye now.
Radio Tusnes International. Everything you wanted to know about Tusnes but were afraid to ask.
There's this Norwegian duo from my hometown, Bergen, actually, that I keep forgetting over and over. Although, I quite like them, actually. I'm talking about Kings of Convenience, made up by Erland Øye and Eirik Glambeck Bø. So, I haven't paid much attention to them for years. Then again, I think it's been years since they last released anything. But then I heard them today over on Belinda Karani's station. So, thank you for reminding me, Belinda.
ask you to come over, and within half an hour, you were at my door. I've never really known you, but I realized that the one you were before. I changed into somebody whom I wouldn't mind to put the kettle on. Still, I don't know what I can say. I don't know what I can say.
Radio Tisners International.